Hello and welcome to the Africa Today podcast from the BBC at 1530 GMT on Thursday, the 10th of January. I'm Paul Bachwinger. Plus, Ethiopian singing star Teddy Afro on his first album since coming out of prison. That is the sound of Teddy Afro, the popular singer from Ethiopia who's currently on tour in the United States. On Saturday, he travels to South Africa to lend his musical support to the Ethiopian national team at the African Cup of Nations. The name of his latest album is Tika Sue, which means black man, and it was released in 2012 after 7 years of silence from the artist. The singer's had his fair shares of troubles recently, with the authorities banning some of his tracks and even spent time in jail after being accused of being involved in a hit-and-run accident. He's been telling Namdi Moweta in Los Angeles why it took him so long to produce a new album.
The reason it took 7 years was I wanted to take my time and research to come up with the right album, because the content of the music requires that. I was also in prison for 2 years, and that's why it took 7 years.
What really happened?
Well, I was involved with a car accident, and even though I don't believe I was guilty, I accepted the decision of the law of the land and went to jail for 2 years. While in jail, I did my best to stay away from any negative thinking, and with the help of God, I was able to come out and continue my work.
What did you learn from that situation?
One of the reasons for adverse thing coming into one's life is to teach. True, the place was not comfortable, but it gave me a chance to do some soul searching and made me strong.
Your new CD, Take Your Soul, deals with important issues in the history of Ethiopia. Talk about Take Your Soul and the news and the songs on this CD.
Take Your Soul CD has different thoughts, but primarily it talks about the Battle of Adwa between Ethiopia and Italy, and the untold sacrifices numerous Ethiopians made during the Italian invasion. Ethiopia's success has become an example of to other colonized African nations at the time. It talks about the heroes of the battle and also other social issues in our country.
In your new CD, you have a song by name Africa. Is this a pan-African song?
Yes, we can say this is a pan-African song, but primarily it's a song that encourages and teaches all Africans to unite, to better themselves. More than anything else, it teaches Africans to be vigilant in keeping their unity, their history, their language and culture, and move forward together.
Ethiopian pop star Teddy Afro. And just to mention that the Oscar nominations were announced earlier today in Hollywood. One film with an African connection has been nominated in the Best Foreign Film category. It's entitled Rebel, or War Witch, and tells the tale of a female child soldier in an unnamed African country. It's directed by French-Canadian Kim Nguyen and stars Congolese actress Rachel Mwanza. She's already picked up Best Actress Awards for her film at the Tribeca Film Festival and at Berlin. The film also won Best Narrative Award at the Tribeca Festival. This year's winners will be announced at the end of February. That's it for today. Thank you for downloading the Africa Today podcast from the BBC, recorded weekdays at 15:30 GMT. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Our username is BBC Africa, and our website is bbcafrica.com. I'm Paul Bachbinger. Until next time, goodbye.